who's watching television.
Once the chest wall is opened, the heart is in full view. As you can see, the aorta and atrium are connected to the heart-lung machine with tubes. After the heart has been stopped, it is packed in ice, and the heart-lung machine takes over the circulation.
Do you have to watch this?
The surgeon finds the coronary arteries, which need to be bypassed with new blood vessels, as you can see in the following.
Cliff.
I'm a doctor, dear.
Bill, but can you watch this another time? I've something to tell you.
What?
Now, I'll give you a hint.
Go ahead.
It's your oldest friend from the Navy, and you are his daughter's godfather.
Scott Kelly, give me the phone number.
Oh, you don't have to call him. Really? He's on his way here.
He's coming here?
Yes, he and Jill are coming to New York for a couple of days.
I get to see Scottster and Jillster.
And they want to take us out to dinner tonight to the Golden Palm.
Mucho dinero. Ooh, I'm looking forward to this, me and my man. We will
now
get
look,
together.
Huh? Jill and I are not going to be embarrassed this evening.
But, dear, you will be...
Don't but dear me. When the two of you get together, you act so silly.
Nay boo, nay boo. When the two of us get together, we are just clever and witty.
No.
Hmm.
You're a couple of goofballs.
You married us.
The heart is then restarted and taken off the heart-lung machine. The entire operation takes approximately 2.5 to 3 hours.
Hi, Walter. How
are
you?
Hey, Dr. Huxtable. Is Theo in?
Theo's upstairs doing his homework, I think. Ho! Where do you think you're going?
Well, normally I wouldn't interrupt him, but see, this can't wait.
It can't. What is it?
I have a career opportunity that's going to make me and Theo rich and famous.
Is this career opportunity legal?
Yes.
Will this career opportunity cause any trauma to anyone's face or lips? Well, I have to dip into my pocket to support this.
Not a penny.
Then go ahead, my boy, and seek him and find him quickly.
Thanks. Theo, close your book and open your mind. I have seen the future and we are famous.
What?
How would you like to be in the next rock video the Mannequins are doing?
Are you kidding? The Mannequins are my favorite group.
Then you're gonna love this. I was hanging out in the lobby of the Brill Building. You know where all the showbiz and music people have their offices?
Yeah.
And I ran into this guy who's an assistant to Bertha Barrington. Now, she's the hottest casting director in the video business.
She is?
And the assistant told me they are looking for 12 high school guys to be in their next video. They don't have to have any experience or special talent.
That's us.
And there are only two requirements. One, you have to be good looking.
Well, hey, that's us, too.
And two, you gotta shave your head.
You mean bald?
I mean bald. They don't want any hair at all.
Well, Cockroach, I'm not sure I want to do that. I kind of like my hair.
The job pays $100.
$100?
Not to mention all the gorgeous women that would be down there hanging out on the set.
Well, it would be kind of fun to be in a rock video. And our hair would grow back.
Of course. But we might look so good, the girls might not let us. So what do you say? Can we do it?
Maybe I should talk to my parents about this one.
Hey, our parents always saying, get a job, get a haircut. We'll be doing both.
Okay, I'll do it if you do it.
Good. Meet me tonight at 8 o'clock at the Tornado Club. That's where they'll be doing it.
Oh, well, I'll be there. With no hair. Now listen, you have to go. I have to finish doing the studying.
You're studying on Saturday?
Well, yeah, Lana's coming over in an hour to do homework. I like to go over the material first so I can impress her with how much I already know.
That's pretty smart. You know, I never thought of doing that with a woman.
And it helps you get good grades, too.
I'd just settle for impressing a woman. I'll see you later.
All right.
Did I get any calls?
Yes.
Who?
Some boy.
What boy? I forgot.
Didn't you write it down?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I was going to remember.
Rudy, you can do this. You know my calls are important.
I'm sorry.
Well, do you at least remember what the boy wanted?
He wanted to ask you to some dance.
The eighth grade dance?
Yeah, that's it. See, I remember.
What else do you remember? Okay. Let's take this nice and slow. The phone rang and you picked it up. You said, hello, Huxville residence? And he said, is Vanessa there? And you said, no, but may I take a message? Am I right so far?
Yes.
Okay, then he said, I'd like to ask Vanessa to the eighth grade dance. My name is...
I have no idea.
Come on, Rudy, the eighth grade dance is the most important dance of the year. You gotta remember the boy's name. Was it John, Teddy, Eddie, Lyle, Bob?
That's it, Bob.
Great, I know a Bob.
Wait a minute, it sounded like Bob.
Rob?
Yeah, that's it, Rob.
Great, I like Rob.
Or was it Todd?
I know three Todds. Oh, this is terrible. Somewhere out there, romance is just waiting for me. I don't know its name.
Hi.
Hi. Mommy, there was a phone call for you and Daddy.
Oh, yeah? Who was it?
It was Mr. Scott Kelly. He said he and his wife, Jill, are staying at the Madison Plaza Hotel.
Oh, thanks.
I'll meet you at the Golden Palm restaurant at 6:30. He said, be there or be square.
That's very good, Rudy.
Anytime, Mom.
Excuse me.
Yes?
We're with Mr. Kelly's party.
Oh, are you the Huxtables?
Yes.
I have a message for you from Mr. Kelly. His plane arrived late. He and his wife are very tired and regret they will not be joining you this evening.
You're kidding.
I never kid, sir.
What time was it he called and said that?
I told him as soon as your car pulled up so you could be horribly embarrassed.
How did you do that?
I pulled a little string in his back.
I just want to say this was all Scott's idea. I told him not to do this.
Yeah. Sir, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's wonderful.
Sir, I would just like a table for my wife and me, party or two, because we don't want to sit with this man. He's supposed to be clever and witty, yet he's just dumb.
Yeah. Smart enough to fool you.
Claire, why don't you and I go to another restaurant?
Why? They'd only find us.
Yeah, your table is ready, sir.
Thank you.
Claire, it's so good to see you.
It's been a long time.
Well, how's everything?
Let's get the important stuff out of the way. How are the children?
Oh, well, everybody's getting straight A's down the board.
That's very good. Ours get all A pluses.
How old is Rudy now, dear?
7.
Yes. Well, she's just been accepted to med school, and by the time she's 11, she'll be a practicing physician unless she wants to specialize, you see.
Well, you must be very proud of her.
I am.
I feel the same way about Tammy. She just won the Nobel Prize, you know. For her doctoral dissertation on how she spent her summer vacation.
Don't they give that out in Sweden?
Yes, they do.
Vanessa was just named the ambassador to Sweden.
Okay, name two achievements of Charlemagne during his reign.
Charlemagne ordered that all nations under his domain be committed to writing, and he began a grammar of his native language, Frankish.
How did you know that?
Well, learning fascinates me. I have a real thirst for knowledge.
Well, I'm glad I have you to study with. Come on, let's keep going.
Lana, do you think we can knock off a little early?
Oh, sure.
Good, because that's something I need to ask you.
What?
Okay, you and I have a really good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Would it change at all if I shaved my head? Well, I'm not talking about keeping it shaved. I would shave it once and let it grow back.
But why would you want to do that?
So I could be in a rock video with the mannequins.
Wait, you mean that group from England with no hair?
Yeah!
They're so weird.
Yeah, but the videos are great. And I can be in one if I shave my head.
But Theo, you have beautiful hair. It was one of the first things that I noticed about you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it'll grow back.
But you don't know what your head looks like underneath there.
It looks like a regular head.
No, here. Okay. You have a dent here.
I do?
Yeah, and you have a bump right next to it.
Well, I knew about the bump.
Well, it's gonna look even bigger next to the dent.
Well, maybe shaving my head isn't such a good idea.
Well, it's up to you.
Yeah, but I promised Cockroach we'd do this together. This video means a lot to us. You understand, don't you?
Sure.
Well, would you still go out with me if I did it?
Of course I'd go out with you. Probably.
Well, I guess I better go up and do it now. I have to meet Cockroach at the Tornado Club in an hour. You wanna come up and watch me shave?
No, I'll stay right here.
Okay, well, this is it.
Well, good luck.
Here I go.
Okay.
I'm really gonna do it, Lana.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
See ya.
Where's Theo?
He's upstairs shaving his head.
Excuse me.
Theo!
Don't do it. Don't do it. Stop.
What?
Don't shave your head. We're not in the video.
What?
I've been trying to call you for an hour, but your phone's been busy all day.
Where's Vanessa? She's been on the phone all day. What's wrong?
Oh, man, I'm beat. I ran all the way over here. Just go sit down. This is really terrible.
What happened?
You're not going to believe it. I went down early to hang out on the set, and I couldn't even get on the set.
You're kidding!
There were 200 guys there already, and every one of them had a shaved head.
Whoa!
They took the first 12 and sent the rest of us home. I went up to the assistants, and I said, hey, you told me I was in. And he just looked at me and gave me $50 for showing up.
50 bucks? Man, that's great!
Hey, yeah. But look at this. I really look that bad. Sure.
Cockroach, girl's gonna love it when they see you like that.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why I got so freaked about it anyway.
What are you doing? Cockroach?
Right, dinner! Yes. One, two, three.
Voila.
This is it. On time.
Sir, I think there's been a little mistake. I ordered the salmon.
But I have you down for the trout.
Well, but you have me down wrong. You did this to me, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Well, if you would like to order salmon instead of trout.
I'd like to order salmon. I did, as a matter of fact.
Well, sir, I'll get you salmon.
Honey, I'm proud of you. You stayed calm.
Yes, what is the matter with you? Nothing. I'm always calm. Really?
No, Cliff, it's true. Scott really has learned to control his temper. He had to.
Well, how'd you do that?
It was easy. I had a heart attack.
When did this happen?
6 months ago. I finally saw the guys. They come to get me.
Who?
The Four Horsemen. Come over the hill about sundown right to my door. Said, saddle up, Buckaroo, you're riding with us. I said, where we're going, is it hot or is it cold? They said, dress light. I said, come back and get me another time. So, they gave me the zipper instead. I was about 2 weeks in the hospital.
Are you kidding?
Quadruple bypass.
You know, I just saw that on television. You should have told me. I could have done it for you half price.
Hey, make yourself at home.
Hey, gee, I thought I was at home till you turned the noise off.
Vanessa, turn that back on. Vanessa.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah. Son, you remember Mr. and Mrs. Kelly?
Yes, hi. Yeah,
how you doing? See how you got big.
Yeah. We could hear the noise all the way out in the street.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad, but you see, Cockroach and I are in the kitchen eating pizza. I wanted to listen to the stereo and he wanted to hear the television.
Did you understand what my son just said?
Perfectly.
Really?
Yeah, well, you have a rule against pizza in the living room like everybody else, don't you?
Right.
So, to eat pizza in the house at all, you have to turn the volume way up on the living room TV. I thought you knew this.
You're as bad as they are.
Yo, I'll put the leftover pizza in.
How are you, Walter?
Fine.
Good.
Well, aren't you gonna say something about my head?
What is there to say? It's already out there.
Walter, these are our good friends, Mr. and Mrs. Kelly.
Hello, Walter.
Hello.
And why did you do that?
To get into show business.
Was this the career opportunity you were talking about?
Yes, and it didn't work.
Excuse us, we're gonna go upstairs. I promised Cockroach we would go through my hats.
Get a big one.
Jill, let's go get some tea.
I think that's a good idea.
No, allow us. Sit back down.
Yes. We're gonna give you our special brew.
What is the special brew?
Well, it's whatever you have in the little bags. Well, with strings on, it always fall in the cup.
It's good to see Scotty back to his old self.
Well, I hadn't noticed any change in him.
Oh, you should have seen him when he came home from the hospital. He sat on the couch holding his Cocker Spaniel, and all he could say to me was, "Yes, dear, I know, dear, I'll try, dear, you're right, dear."
Oh, well, Cliff does that already.
Oh, yes. Well, finally, after a month of this, I told Scotty, "Honey, you have got to knock this off. You are boring, dull, and you are depressing me."
You did.
The whole thing was very scary. Not that he just could have died, but I was so unprepared.
Well, who was ever prepared for something like that?
No, Claire, I'm talking about something else. I didn't know anything. You see, Scotty managed all our finances. I didn't know where he kept the insurance policies, the bank statements, the deed to the house.
Well, Jill, if you ever need legal advice, I'm here for you.
Oh, thank you. But I'm okay, I really am. You see, I've learned in a very short time that I am a pretty good financial manager. And you see, Scotty and I, we have an agreement. I promise to pay the bills and handle the insurance policies. And he promises never to have a heart attack again. And I think that's good.
That's good.
So Denise still doesn't have a major. I said, "All right, dear, you just go to your final year. I hope you have a major by then."
My beloved son, Mark, just transferred to the fourth college of his choice. I believe he's majoring in interstate transportation. I used to threaten his life on a regular basis. Then after the zipper, I perceived that was a threat to my own. Now, I don't care about this anymore. I just throw him out of the house on a regular basis.
Well, I don't want the zipper. So I mean, how do you keep from getting it?
When something really gets you steamed, you have to wait until you can hear this. Then you know that my four friends are riding right beside you. And you let it all out.
And no zipper.
Of course, you have to do a few other things, too. You know, you have to exercise.
Yeah, why do that?
And you got to eat the right stuff.
Yeah, you know, Claire's always on me about that stuff. Jill's on me, too. I gotta eat carrot sticks and celery sticks and broccoli clumps. Do you eat that stuff? When she's around.
Get the skim milk out of the refrigerator, will you?
Yes, sir. Hey! There's pizza in here! With pepperoni and anchovies and extra cheese and everything.
Is broccoli on it?
No.
Good.
You know what would go absolutely great with this right now? Potato chips. You mean to tell me that Claire lets you eat potato chips?
Lets me eat potato chips? Shoot, I'm a man. I eat what I want.
That is outstanding. Dump goes right on top of the pizza.
Hey, yeah.
Now, so we need something to wash this down.
Yes, got some distilled water.
We do not want that.
What do you want?
Well,
beer.
You know, certainly.
Beer, I'll get you a beer. Better. Now, what did the four horsemen say about the beer?
Well, I can't hear them. I'm just not listening right now. That's it for them. But I'm not going to eat any of this stuff. I don't care what you do.
You know, people drink this stuff and,
Now what should we do?
Oh, I say we ignore them. They are beyond hope.
I say you're right, and I say we should take our tea and go into the living room.
Okay.
You mean to tell me that you really let your children eat this kind
That's
of...
That's exactly what I was telling you. This is the way they eat it. This is the way they do it. It's terrible.
You touch that pizza and you're dead.
Well, one little piece of pizza isn't gonna work.
I'll kill you. Okay, come on. Goodbye, guys.
All right.
And Claire?
Yes, dear.
When you're done, you know those potato chips that you have hidden underneath the table? You can stick them back up in the chimney.
Oye, por ahí viene Bill Cosby, oye, ¿eh?
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.